And do overalls have sleeves or?
No. Just straps.
Okay. Do you have another word for the straps?
Suspenders.
Okay. You ever heard them called anything else?
I might have.
Okay. If there was something in on the table next to you and you wanted it, you might ask somebody to please go in there and get it and it to me.
Bring it to me.
Okay. And if you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody might run after you and bring it to you and he'd say, here, I have you your coat.
I have your coat.
Okay, or I have you
brought you your coat.
Okay. And suppose you come home from work and there's package on the table or something, and somebody says, well, the delivery boy from Jones' store, it here.
Left it here.
Okay, or he. You're going to use the word.
Brought it here.
Let's see. You say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly.
Fit perfectly.
Okay. And if you stuck a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them stick out or
budge.
Okay. And you might say, this shirt didn't sanitize. I hope it won't
shrink.
What?
Shrink.
Okay. And the one I washed yesterday
shrank.
Okay. And lately it seems like every one I have washed has
shrunken.
What?
Shrunken.
Okay. Let's see. If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she really does like to
dress? Oh, what would you think? Dress?
Anything else?
It's like fancy.
Okay. If it was a man, what would you say?
That's the best shop.
Okay. Something you carry your money in would be a
purse.
Okay. And if it was small and had a clasp on it for carrying coins, you'd call it a
wallet? No.
Okay, I got one here. Like this.
Coin purse.
Okay. And a woman would wear what around her wrist?
Watch.
Okay, or maybe. A bracelet. Okay. And if you had a bunch of little round things strung up together and around your neck for jewelry?
Beads.
Okay, and you'd call it a what? A bead?
Necklace. A string of beads.
Okay. And what do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
Okay. And when you're making up for bed, what's the last thing that you pull up?
Bedspread.
Okay. You call anything else?
Counterpane.
What?
Counterpane.
Okay. And at the end of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Okay. And over the pillow, you put a
pillow slip.
Okay. What do you call something that's like a pillow, but it's about twice as long as a pillow? Sometimes they're kind of round.
I don't know what you call them. I think of it right now. I know what you call them. Bolster.
Okay. And you might say, that bolster didn't go just part way across the bed. It went
all the way across the bed.
Okay. And what do you call a bed cover that's old-fashioned and hand-pieced out of scraps of old leftover clothes?
Well,
okay. What would you call it if it was real fat and fluffy?
Comforter.
Okay. And what would you call a makeshift sleeping place on the floor that children might especially like sleeping on?
Pallet.
Okay. If you own a farm, probably, you know, you'd have two or three different kinds of land on the farm. And what would you call some low-lying land that'd be down by the stream, down by along the stream, and it'd probably get overflowed in the spring, and then you could go and plow it?
You know what type of saw?
No, just what would you call that place down by the stream?